The salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
They officially took down the statue of Christopher Columbus off of City Hall property in Columbus, Ohio, yesterday. They officially took it down. You say, who's they? We all know they did it, right? You say, Coach, you mean BLM jumped up there and pulled it down? No. It wasn't BLM. I don't have a picture of it, but it would be probably some construction company that the city of Columbus hired to tear down the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now, folks, stop. I want you to stop them. I will stay with me here a second. I'm going to try to connect some dots for you. When did that guy get killed? Does anybody remember the date he was killed? I can't breathe. What was his name? George Clooney? No, that's wishful thinking. George Floyd? George Floyd. When did he die? When did that unfortunate accident? When did that police brutality, when did they murder George Floyd? Anybody have that for me? Because from the time they murdered George Floyd, it couldn't have been more than 3 months, 2 months. Anybody searching for me out there? I'll do it, but I thought maybe one of you'd pick up the slack for me. May 29th. Thanks, Rob. May, June. So in the month of June, it took them 1 month to pull down Christopher Columbus statue in Columbus, Ohio. Who pulled it down? Elected officials. The mayor, city council. Time out. Does that belong to them? Does that statue of Christopher Columbus, does that belong to the mayor, the city council? Do they have the authority to do that? Why is there no peep? Why is nobody on our side saying anything? I have an answer. Stay with me. And then I open up today's paper and I see that here in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, is the first major city in America to require masks, mandatory masks. I'll say this again. You have to wear a mask in Dayton, Ohio. Now, I would assume that law was passed by the same they.
Amen.
Who's they? Where do they get the authority, the right? Pick whatever word you want to. The same people who are telling you that you have to wear masks are pulling down statues of Christopher Columbus. Who is? They are. Go ask, go walk into any store, walk into anywhere, I don't care where it is. You walk in and the people are standing there and they say, sir, you have to wear a mask. Just ask them why or who says, and what are they going to tell you? They? Where do I find they? Who is they? And there's a second round of COVID coming. And they're going to clamp down again. Who is they? Well, who's they? I don't know, but they are. They told me. So they are. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And there's no liberty at all. And Dayton, Ohio is just the first to say masks. Although Bexley, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus, very wealthy suburb, they started the ball rolling by saying, you must wear a mask in Bexley. They started the ball rolling. Hey, friends, this is orchestrated from the pit of hell. I'm telling you, this is orchestrated from the pit of hell. And I'm not here today to talk about that. I welcome you in. I'm glad that you're here with us. Now watch what's going on in, what is that place? What Bobby Lee's trying to do out in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And is that a false flag? We're so stupid. Our side is so stupid. Yeah, we're so stupid. But we hit on something yesterday. Now, I'm kind of in war attire here today. I don't know if you picked up on it. Got to say this. God bless Bob and Tammy. They're still here working on the cross, and it's about to go sky. It's about to go up. Did some final welding on it yesterday. We're going to start on the painting and the... It's going up, boys and girls. That dude, it's going to be something. And I just again thank Bob and Tammy for what they do and their willingness to come down, just come here and serve. It's been amazing. Also, July 17th through the 19th, I'm giving you a fair warning right now. Excuse me, for our tactical training, I'm about to close it out. Registrations. In fact, I'm probably saying this. If you're coming and you're not registered by the end of the day, you're probably not coming. Okay. I'm not going to have 150 people. We're going to have a limited group. I'm not going to share with you right now how many have registered, but it's a good solid number. We would love for you to come and be part of it. But if you don't register, you're not coming. And again, I told you whether it costs you a hotel room, whatever you have to, I'm sorry. It is what it is. And, if you need some hotel information, let us know. We'll get it to you. You can camp on the grounds. You can pull a camper on the ground. You can do whatever you want to. We got plenty of space, but I don't have a lot of beds. Don't. So we would love for you to come, but I'm giving you fair warning right now. If you think you're going to wait till the weekend before and say, hey, I guess we're coming. No, you're not. Okay. No, we're trying to make preparations. So that's just fair warning. I'm not trying to be a hard butt. I'm just telling you the truth. Chad has to make some plans, and Jamie has to make, everybody has to make plans of what to bring, Larry, food, all that. We need to know. So
I don't mean to cut you off real quick, but you said something about that they're painting that cross up there. They've been removing Columbus's. Are you painting that cross white? Because if yes, you sir. Are, you know.
Yo, I never thought of that. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are painting it white. We're going to wear white hoods when we put it up too, Dale, by the way. Good catch.
But you didn't say that.
Actually, Bob is lining the cross with my brain used to work. Stainless steel. It's going to reflect the sun. It's going to be unbelievable. I just can't even tell you. And praise the Lord on. Hey, listen, I got a JR brought up something yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever it was, about what's our plan. And then yesterday we did some research on Sun Tzu, on the art of war, and we're able to see more and more why we're not winning. How the left has used all of Sun Tzu's. I've used them all. And we have a PDF. Maybe you can pull that up here real quickly, Sheldon. Stay with me today, okay? This is going to be a good one. I don't know what it means by good. This is going to be an impactful one today, so stay with me. Sheldon's going to pull up on the screen. Dave Hawkins, God bless Dave Hawkins. David Hawkins sent me a PDF yesterday of Sun Tzu, Art of War. It's 34 pages, I think it is. I'd like to make this available to everybody. We're going to try to put it up on our website. We'll try to put it into the chat so you can download it as well. But this is 34 pages that explains to you. Okay, cool. Thanks. Explains to you this art of war. Just so here's a, we're not going to study this whole thing. Okay, but look, here's what it is. Laying plans, okay? Just stay here a sec. This is Sun Tzu. This is a PDF or a breakdown of what Sun Tzu teaches, okay? So, for instance, he says, the art of war is of vital importance to the state. It is a matter of life and death, a road either to safety or to ruin. Hence, it's a subject of iniquity, which can on no account be neglected. The art of war, then, is governed by five constant factors. to take into account in one's deliberations when seeking to determine the conditions to obtaining the field. So here are the five conditions: the moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, methods, and discipline. The moral law causes, can you make it a little bigger, Sheldon, or roll up a little bit, please? The moral law. So folks, this goes, I'm not going to read all these down and down. It will explain to you exactly what Sun Tzu's plan is. Now scroll on down, because we just went through the first section of it. The second part of it, keep going, Sheldon, goes to waging war. How to wage war, how to win the war that you actually are engaged in. Scroll on down. I'm not going to read these. You can do this on your own if you're interested in it. This is very, very valuable. Thanks, David. Three, attack by stratagem. In other words, what's your strategy of the attack? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Put on the full armor of God. That's our plan. That's our plan. Pray. Tactical dispositions. Well, how you lay it out, how you exercise. Sun Tzu says the good, step back down there a second. He says the good fighters of old first put themselves beyond the possibility of defeat. Defeat was not a possibility. And then they waited for an opportunity of defeating the enemy. Do you understand that? They staked out, like you're deer hunting. They set up a place to hunt. They set up a tree stand, and they waited for the enemy to walk into it. Do we think that way? We don't think that way. No. Scroll on down. I got a plan today. Got a plan. Go on down. This is all available. Energy, how you do it. Control of the large forces, the same principles of control of a few men. It's merely a question of dividing up their numbers. Okay, go on down. All good stuff. Thank David Hawkins. Sun Tzu, weak points and strong points. Whoever is first in the field and awaits the coming of the enemy will be fresh for the fight. Whoever is second in the field and has to hasten to the battle will arrive exhausted. So if you set the trap and you're waiting, you're arrested, and they're going to walk right into your trap. But if you're the guy running to respond to what they're doing, you're going to be worn out when you get there. Can anybody say amen? Ever feel like you're chasing your tail in this fight that we're fighting? Next one, weak and strong points. This is all really, really good stuff.
Amen, Coach.
And maneuvering. Sun Tzu says, in general, in war, the general receives his commands from the sovereign. What's the Lord have us to do, right? On down, Sheldon. It's good stuff, man. We need some military strategists to get this and help us start to plan. Variations in tactics. In war, he said, the general receives his commands from the God, collects his army, and concentrates on his forces. And when in difficult country, don't encamp. Don't dig in. In a country where high roads intersect, join hands with your allies. Do not linger in dangerously isolated positions. In hidden situations, you must resort to stratagem. In desperate position, you must fight. Oh, my God, this is so good. Next one, variation in tactics. We use the same tactics over and over and over and over. Left doesn't. They keep us bouncing back and forth. The army on the march. We come now to the question of encamping the army and observing signs of the enemy. Pass quickly over mountains and keep in the neighborhood of valleys. How to do it. How to march. Oh, my goodness. After crossing a river, you should get far away from it. Camp in high places, facing the sun. Don't climb up heights in order to fight. So much for mountain warfare. You climb up the mountain to fight. You're tired when you get up there. Go to the next one. God, this is good. The terrain. Where do you want to fight? Want to fight on the highlands or the lowlands? That's all important. Next one. That's number 10. God, no wonder we lose. No wonder. The nine situations. Boy, boy, boy. The art of war recognizes nine varieties of ground. There's dispersive ground, facial ground, contentious ground, open ground, ground of intersecting highways, serious ground, difficult grounds, hemmed in ground, desperate ground. So you got to know the ground you're fighting on. When a chieftain is fighting in his own territory, that's dispersive ground. When you're home fighting. When he's penetrated into hostile territory, it's facial ground. When the ground is a possession which imports great advantage to the other side, then it's contentious ground. You're going to have to fight for it if the other side wants it as well. The ground on which each side has liberty of movement is called open ground. Ground which forms the key to three contiguous states so that he opposes, occupies at first, has most of the empire at his command, is ground of intersecting highways. So you've got to get mountains, forests, rugged steeps, marshes, fens, all country that's hard to traverse. This is difficult ground. We have to know where we're fighting. Not all the same techniques apply On dispersive ground, therefore, don't fight. On facial ground, don't stop. On contentious ground, don't attack. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help us to understand this. Help us to get... Let's scroll on down, Sheldon. My. There's a nine situation. This stuff, I'm going to study it. And then the attack by fire. There are five ways of attacking with fire. The first is to burn soldiers in their camp. Second is to burn their stores. Third is to burn their trains coming in. The fourth is to burn their arsenals where they're storing everything. And the fifth is a hurled dropping fire amongst the enemy. Five ways to attack. Sometimes you don't attack them. You attack their ammunition. You attack their way in. You attack their way out. You don't even get into a point where you're fighting with them. Can anybody see what the left has done to us? They've attacked every one of our institutions. While we were out playing and going to Disneyland and living our lives and watching the New York Yankees and getting autographs of LeBron James, they were infiltrating our weak spots, taking ground that we didn't even know they were taking. And all of a sudden, they are in positions of authority, and we're screwed. Next one. Scroll on down, Sheldon. This is so good. David Hawkins, thanks for sending this to us. The use of spies. Wow. So that's available. We'll put it in the show notes there. We'll put it up on the website. And we all need to. No wonder we get beat. Somebody want to say something? Because I got someplace I want to go here real quick. Anybody? Or you just said, man, that's amazing stuff, huh? That's amazing,
Coach. I noticed that your shirt there, your red cross on the. See how tall it is?
Yes, uh-huh.
And what are you doing now? Building that big cross.
Uh-huh. Amen. And in fact, we went out on a boat last night, Joseph, clear out on the lake, and you can see, you're going to be able to see that thing all the way down the lake. It's going to become a focal point. It's going to make the enemy mad. It is. That's what we're building on. See, a lot of you still don't get it. You still don't get sky high and the vision. You don't get it. It's okay.
When you're talking about, you know, different ways to fight battle, the simple common sense, we do this with our police and snipers, high places. You have the advantage, you have the trajectory, you have the aim. It is the powerful place in a place of battle is the high place. And so, brother, of course, we have relinquished all high places of government and institutions. Brother, fighting a battle uphill will cost lives. Just ask those at Iwo Jima. They had to fight going up that hill, or those on D-Day. Mm-hmm. Brother, it's going to cause casualties. And I just think about Sky High, because I've been there. It's a high place. And mm-hmm. Your cross makes it even higher.
Amen. We're going to live or die under the cross, brothers. That's the way I see it to be. Huh?
Coach?
Yeah.
Now, I hope this is not a wet blanket question, but is that cross tall enough that it's going to affect FAA rules and you have to have blinking red light on it somewhere?
I don't think so, Larry. I don't think so.
It's got to be over 200 foot for that.
Thanks, Gary. We looked around at all the other ones that are around, and they, you know, because it's on a hill, it appears to be higher, but, it, you know, 200 feet or 70 feet on top of a hill that's already above everybody is, that's pretty high. I get what you're saying, but I think we're okay with it. I think we are. So we got the concrete set. Bob did all the welding yesterday. I mean, I'm telling you, that dude's going up. It's probably going to be up before the weekend. Hey, do me a favor, Sheldon. I got a game plan. Are you guys ready? That's why I'm in battle mode today. And a lot of this came to me this morning as I was, talking to Bob Evans over coffee this morning. Somebody try and come in. Come on in. It's okay. Hey, pull up Black Lives Matter. Pull up Black Lives Matter.
Coach, before you go there, can I jump in here right quick? I was listening to you on YouTube because I was trying to post some stuff on Facebook. But I got to tell you something. We need people in Missouri to start standing up and start speaking up. Our governor collapsed and capitulated. Our unappointed or our unelected, appointed through bureaucratic process governor let everything drop against the Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis. And now our Missouri Supreme Court has ruled 6-1 that the state legislator or the state legislators cannot deny payment or refuse payment to Planned Parenthood through Medicaid process. So now we've got a governor that folded like a blanket, and we've got unelected black-robed lawyers who, in my humble opinion, are about as godless as the goats in the field. They ruled that the legislators cannot withhold funds through their legislative process from Planned Parenthood. So,
well, see, these are the same guys that do not want to have an electoral college because they want majority rule to rule. Yet they are in the minority. And because they're in the minority, they manipulate the process so that minority opinion carries the day. You folks, you do see that, don't you? What do you suppose if you were to go around Columbus, Ohio, and you were to take an honest vote, how many people do you think in the Columbus, Ohio area want Christopher Columbus's statue taken down? Would it be what, 10%, 15%? What would be the percentage of people who say, yes, that statue has to come down? 25%? I mean, let's be generous. Let's say it's 30%. Yet, see, they believe in majority rule. They believe in the democratic process till they can't win through the democratic process. And then they turn to subversion through what? Courts, laws. Are you with me? Do we see and understand what's going on? They don't want the democratic process. They want the democratic process when it works to their advantage. And when they can't get it to their advantage, then they want the courts to step in and give us tyrannical rulings, minority rulings. They play both sides of it. We're not smart enough.
Whose decision was it to take that to take that monument down?
Whose decision was it? They decided. Who's they? I don't know. They did. Who? They? They who? I don't know. They did. Well, where are you following? Well, they said I had to. Who? They? Who's they? I don't know, but they say I have to. Folks, that's where we are. That's where we are. And they are telling you to wear a mask, and they don't have the authority to do it. What are they going to do? Are they now going to have police officers drive around spending all day writing tickets for people who are not wearing masks? Is that has the battle become so tough that to make the police feel good and bring in more revenue, they're going to start ticketing people for, they're going to quit worrying about drug crimes and burning down buildings and painting the Capitol building. Let's start writing tickets for not wearing masks. We can make a lot of money. We won't get any pushback from. Anybody see what's going on?
The GOP has put out an amendment for a vote to stop having Columbus holiday.
The GOP needs some Viagra, okay? They need some Viagra. That's the only thing I can say. They're not even the loyal opposition. They're no opposition. Folks, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Nobody will oppose anything. They take down Christopher Columbus, and nobody opposes it. Nobody does. So go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, GOP lacks NUTS.
Yes, give them some Viagra. They need some Viagra. In fact, I'm going to mean that right now. Somebody say something. I'm going to put that on Facebook right now so I can claim it. Somebody go ahead and say something. Give me 20 seconds to post this.
Coach, I'm wondering about this mandatory mask, about people exercising, jogging, playing football, basketball, whatever. They're going to overheat. I don't know. How do you do that wearing a mask, you know?
Well, I'm going to say this publicly. I ain't wearing no mask. Get the jail cell ready. I ain't wearing no mask. I don't care who they are. I'm not wearing one.
Me neither, Coach. Me neither.
I'm not wearing one.
Me neither. I haven't worn one yet. Ain't going to start now.
I'm not going to wear one. Okay, now stay with me because I'm trying. I got a great plan here. Please stand with me. Okay. Infiltration is one of the greatest weapons of war. In fact, that's how we lost. They called it a slow march through the institutions. Slow march through the institutions. They took over every one of our institutions. Hey, you want a scripture today? Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalm 2 combined with Romans 1. I can combine those for you if you need to. So I said to myself, self, how do you join BLM? How do you become a member of BLM? So I went to their website. They have chapters. Join the global movement. Do you see that down there? And then right up there it says, take action. Join the movement to fight for freedom, liberation, and justice. By signing up for updates, supporting our work, checking our resources, following us on social media, or wearing our dope official gear. Now, time out. Somebody help me. Here's somebody that's a lot smarter than me. Rob. But you know what? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I don't care. I don't care if they're listening. I couldn't care less. Coach, yes.
Think they need a hillbilly?
Yeah.
They need a hillbilly, Mark. And from what I understand, you're allowed to join. Anybody can join. Is everybody with me? In fact, many of our churches are joining. Would everybody agree with me? Even our churches are joining BLM. They have chapters. Click on chapters there, Sheldon, real quick. They have different chapters of BLM, but I don't think you have to be part of a chapter where you can start one. Let's start a chapter of BLM. Let's start a chapter. There doesn't appear to be one in Columbus, Ohio. Let's start a chapter of BLM. Oh, my goodness. And then let's show up at Planned Parenthood wearing masks, holding BLM signs, and sit down in their parking lot and take over their parking lot as part of BLM. What do you think? Because I know this, if I show up with my cross hat on, my Coach Dave shirt, they're going to arrest me. But are they going to arrest me if I'm BLM?
Exactly.
In front of an abortion clinic?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Did you say in front of an abortion clinic?
I think I said that. I think I said
that. Black Lives Matter. Show up.
That would be hilarious.
And I'm officially a member of Black Lives Matter. What if we had 500 of us with masks on, all holding BLM signs, sanctioned by BLM, by the way, sitting down, blocking the parking lot at Planned Parenthood? Are they going to arrest us?
Hey, I'd drive to Ohio again to do that.
What's BLM? What's the government going to do? What's BLM? Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. What's BLM going to do when we're arrested and the media calls BLM and says, hey, these people are operating under your banner? What are they going to say? They're not with us? Well, they just told us that we can be with them. What do you mean we're not with you? Many churches are with you. Churches everywhere are with you. We're with you. We want to stop babies from being killed. Will they arrest us?
Black babies' lives matter.
That's the message.
That's right.
That's the message.
Because that's who's killing them.
And who's
That's right. That's right, Coach.
And who's promoting the message? Why, BLM is.
That's a bit chaotic, Coach. I don't know.
Huh?
You're bringing chaos to the scene. What are you doing?
Oh, I feel the devil shaking a little bit here right now. I feel it. I feel it. Well, hey, anybody want to go with me? Do I have 500 people out there? Say, yeah, let's do that. Let's go get arrested there at the Planned Parenthood right there in Columbus, Ohio, with our masks on and our BLM signs.
That's
another
story. I'm in. Hey, Coach,
come on. You know I'm in. Let's go.
I know you're. Do you see the power of this? Do you guys see the power of this? Because why? It's the old divide and conquer strategy. BLM, they're going to have to either acknowledge us as rightful members or disown us. That's a divide and conquer, isn't it? Isn't that a divide and conquer? And will that not expose to the world they don't really care about Black lives? Somebody help me here. I'm putting
What would their argument be? What would their argument be against it? Play it out. What would they say against you going? What would they do against us? They don't have anything they can say. There's no recourse, Coach.
There's no answer to it.
Hey, Mark, that's the place to chop off the head of a Margaret
Sanger statue.
Have our own made and go do it, right? Because listen,
in front of an abortion clinic.
Folks, they are accepting churches. I want them to tell me I can't be part of it because I want to sue them for however much money I could get out of them. What do you mean I can't be part of it?
Wearing Black Lives Matter. That's where we wear our Black Lives Matter. We bring the Margaret Sanger. I'm in the process of getting that statue made. Go to the Planned Parenthood and let it happen.
Hey, listen, I don't want to do it with five of us. I don't want to do it with five of us. I want 500 people sitting down in front of that Black Lives Matter protesting against Planned Parenthood.
Wonder if we could get a white Jesus on our shirt with our Black Lives Matter.
No, we might want to get a black baby on our shirt. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Hey, folks, come on now. I think what is that? That's Sun Tzu. He's over there applauding. He's applauding over there. Sun Tzu is. That's the art of war. That's divide and conquer. To make them stand up and say they don't care about black babies. To make them admit they don't care about black babies.
Amen.
How many times have we talked about that? Why aren't we on the property? Why can't we walk in? Well, for Black Lives Matter, we can be all over the parking lot. We can block the road. It'll just be...
Evidently, right? We're going to find out.
We got
to find out. But see, listen, I'm not going to go do it by myself with 10 people. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going, because I'm going to tell you something. Again, they will pillage me, not you. They'll pillage me. They'll try to make me look like a fool. And I don't mind if I look like a fool, but I'd love to look like a fool with 500 or 1,000 people standing beside me. I'd love to do that. I get emails all the time, Coach Dave, you need to go do this, and you need to go do this, and you need to go do this, and you need to go do this. Hell, you go! I'll come with you.
I just signed up on their website. We will see, however, what the story is, because when I first went to their website, It said, hold on just a second. We're checking your browser.
Oh,
so they have some kind of an algorithm in place that they're checking something when you come onto their website. We'll see what all that is when the washer comes out of the dryer, you know, out of the machine.
Hey, Larry, well, here's what I want to see. I hope they don't let you get on, Larry, because then we'll sue them for $1 million, because I can promise you that there are other churches that are part of BLM that they've let in. That's viewpoint discrimination. That is the ultimate discrimination, isn't it, folks? Isn't that what the BLM hates? Didn't Saul Alinsky tell us that we have to make them live up to their own standards? Tolerance, diversity? Could I get 500 people? 500 people come and do that with me?
If you join BLM and then somehow put it out there under a false name, because if they saw your name, they'd probably clue in. But find those churches that belong to BLM, and you could probably get that 500 people number there, you know?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you join the BLM and then you get on there and you find whoever is in the area that is the churches and things that are lined up with BLM, and then let them know that you're going to rally at this address, yeah, that might help you get those numbers there, you know?
Hey, Rich, you've been taking drugs?
Coffee.
People who've signed up for BLM ain't interested in ending abortion. Churches who have signed up for BLM are already so far lost to no good. I'm joking with you, Rich. I'm joking.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I just think if they think there's a cause going, and maybe I don't know how you don't tell them you're going to fight abortion.
Give them an address.
I think we need to look at this from this point of view. If we think that it's going to take skullduggery and trickery to get enough people on our side out there, then we need to reevaluate before we even start this thing. Sung Su wouldn't want us to go in at that point. We should be able to get enough of our folks to make it an overwhelming event.
I'm with you. That's the way I see it. Will Operation Save America work with us? Will Mark Harrington create an equal? You mean we can't find 500 people?
Maybe Oath Keepers will work with us.
Oh yeah, maybe they'll work with us, right, folks? This is. Remember what Sun Tzu said: "Don't pick a fight you can't win." We can win this one, man. This one is up. This is a pushover. Okay, let me continue on, because I'm going to show you why it's a pushover.
It's also the head of the snake, Coach. You know that, and I know that. Abortion is the head of that snake.
Do me a favor, Sheldon. Pull up 21 quotes. Margaret Sanger. They pulled down Christopher Columbus. We don't even know why they pulled down Christopher Columbus, but they did. Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood. You want to read some of Margaret Sanger's quotes, fellas? They're tearing down George Washington. They're tearing down Christopher Columbus and Thomas Jefferson and Bobby Lee's grandpa, Robert E. Lee. Well, they pulled down blackface. What's the guy's got the late night show, Colin? He's probably not coming back because he did blackface. So what Margaret Sanger say? Well, let's go down there to the bottom, Sheldon. You don't have to play it. It's right here. She says what? But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. Number two, the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. These are quotes from the founder of Planned Parenthood. We don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the KKK. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. And in the end, through simple illustrations, I believe I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were offered. I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have diseases from their parents, have no chance in the world to be human being practically, delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things that just marked when they're born. That is me. That to me is the greatest sin that people can commit. The most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house built upon the sands. It is at the mercy of rising stream of the unfit. So Margaret Sanger said some people were unfit. As an advocate of birth control, I wish to take advantage of the present opportunity to point out that the imbalance between the birth rate of the unfit, by the way, black, and the fit, admittedly the greatest present menace to the civilization, can never be rectified by the inauguration of a cradle competition between these two classes, between the smarts and the not smarts, eugenics. The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective. Black, she's talking about. No more children should be born when the parents, though healthy, themselves find that their children are physically or mentally defective. Mentally defective. How do you find out if a baby is mentally defective? No woman should have the legal right to bear a child, and no man shall have the rights to become a father without a permit for parenthood. Permits for parenthood shall be issued upon application by the city, county, or the state authorities to married couples, providing they are financially able to support the expected child, have the qualifications needed for proper rearing of the child, have no transmissible diseases, and on the woman's part, no medical indication that maternity is likely to result in death or permanent injury to health. She wants a government to tell you you can have babies. No permit for Planned Parenthood shall be valid for more than one birth. Apply a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation to that grade of population, black, whose progeny is tainted or whose inheritance is such that the objectionable traits may be transmitted to the offspring. These two words, birth control, sum up our whole philosophy. It means the release and cultivation of better elements of our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flower of American civilization. Margaret wanted white babies. She didn't want them black babies. She wanted blooming flowers, a white baby. Folks, How can they win? How can they possibly win defending her? How can they possibly do it? In her own words, she was a eugenicist. 21, go down to 21. 19, any of them, pick any of them. Play that. Play that Mike Wallace interview real quick. This, folks, this is their patron saint. This is the woman. No, don't. That one's too long. Don't play the. It's worth watching, okay? Get the bottom of Margaret Sanger. What a wicked, wicked woman. What's it say?
This is Margaret Sleet. The president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
Don't you think such a theory, such a radical theory, is antisocial?
On the contrary, it seems to me that it is more practical and humane.
What about the women who want babies now and in 10 years will not be able to have babies? Rather impractical, don't you think?
Oh, John, you do ask hard questions. I should think that instead of being impractical, it is really very practical and intelligent and humane.
But Mrs. Slee, in this country, having babies is the only thing left which is both unrationed and untaxed. Do you think we really ought to stop?
Well, I suppose a subject like that is really so personal that it's entirely up to the parents to decide. But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies.
Folks, listen, she believes in a woman's right to choose if they have a permit from the government. You see it? You didn't miss that, did you? How do they win? How do they win defending this woman? Have we ever made them defend this woman? Of course not. Of course not. Huh? No. So let's do this. 3 minutes, Margaret Sanger's Roots. It's a video, Sheldon. Sanger's Roots. Sanger, hey! Sanger is Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger is Planned Parenthood, folks. They're Go ahead.
As a champion of civil rights, but one thing they don't talk about is the racism behind her fight to legalize abortion. A group of African-American leaders want to focus attention on her ideology and how it affected black birth rates. Abigail Robertson has more on this story.
Margaret Sanger strived for a society that limited births to only those she deemed fit to have children.
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have diseased from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mocked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
Many pro-choice advocates see her as a hero, but critics call her a racist eugenics promoter who targeted black communities with her Planned Parenthood clinics.
Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, once said, colored people are like weeds, they need to be exterminated.
People don't understand that 79% of Planned Parenthood clinics are located in minority communities, and that minority communities shoulder a disproportionate amount of abortion.
Dr. King says while African Americans make up only 13% of the U.S. population, over 30% of aborted babies are from black mothers.
Under the veil of secrecy and deception, 60 plus million babies have not been born because they were aborted legally since 73. One third of that population belong to the African American community.
Planned Parenthood recently celebrated its 100th anniversary, prompting pro-life leaders to unite under the banner 100 No More to educate the public on the harmful impact Planned Parenthood has had on the African American community. 100 No More hope rallies like this one in Washington spread across the country to enlighten people about Sanger and her tragic legacy.
I have a real serious concern about the number of abortions that's taking place in the minority community, particularly the black community, and that I see this as a form of genocide that is something we need to take a serious look at.
Planned Parenthood receives around $500 million each year from taxpayers.
96% of the time, if a pregnant woman walks into their clinic, that she will have an abortion.
Pro-life advocates want Congress to move that money to women's clinics that do not perform abortions.
They outnumber already around the country Planned Parenthood clinics 20 to 1.
That's enough, Sheldon.
They truly help.
Folks, does anybody see this? Does anybody see how easily we divide and conquer the black racist? Oh, my goodness. How we turn them against, how we use BLM to attack the racism of Planned Parenthood. Does anybody see how easy this is? How easy it is? But we have to get serious about it. We have to get serious. We can't have pro-life organizations. We have to show up as BLM, Black Lives Matter. What did Saul Alinsky say? Use their own beliefs against them. Use it against them. Make them live up to their own standards. Make BLM say they don't care about black babies. Make them say that.
Oh. Amen, Coach. Amen.
Amen.
Click will on people one more. Show up? How many people will?
Will they? No, they'll go. They'll pray. We'll be praying for you, Coach.
100 will say. 100 will say.
We might get arrested.
100 will say, and 10 will show up.
That's right. That's right.
Or 20.
Y'all want me to go do it, right? Coach, you go do it. You're an activist. You go do it. Yeah, all right. I'll go do it.
Hey, Coach, I got something for you to go do. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So look, I got two more things I want to show you. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. K-L-A-N-N-E-D, Planned Parenthood. Click on that, Sheldon. That's what they are, the Planned Parenthood.
Hey, Coach. Huh?
This is Life Dynamics, Pastor Childers, Planned Parenthood, all the statistics you ever want to know, right there, all of it. Black ministry against abortion. Does he get any traction? Does Black Lives Matter give him any traction? All the statistics we need about abortion, the KKK, it's why he calls it Klanned Parenthood. It's no difference than the Nazis. They are the Nazis. Klanned Parenthood is the Nazis. Why don't we make them live up to their own standards? Yes, Alan.
Well,
now, Coach, I was going to say you need to replay that someone else, Coach, that classic you got.
Yeah. They're killing unborn babies. What a website this is.
Why does All Lives Matter infuriate people? It's because we believe Black Lives Matter. We believe White Lives Matter. We believe children matter. We believe cops matter. We believe Black Lives Matter. It's not a lie.
It's not a lie?
Why do they get upset over All Lives? Why is All Lives Matter banned in the Southern Baptist Conference? All lives matter.
Isn't that something?
Why is it banned? So if we had Black Lives Matter, what other? Well, this is such a good idea, Coach.
I know it is, man. It's of the Lord. So Sheldon, click on which one was I want? I was doing the history of eugenics. It's the second, right after the Art of War. The history of eugenics. History of eugenics. Unbelievable. This is from the History Channel.
I'm going to chuck this in here. You know, they want you to join.
You're breaking up, Jack.
They send you emails. They ask you to host their events. So you agree to host their events and nobody shows up. I've been doing it for years. I get DNC requests to hold an event in Caribou. Okay, no problem.
Mm.
And it dies right there.
That's right. Because listen, for their real rallies, they bust people in. See, Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you this. I got to tell you this. I won't tell you who it is, who it was. I was at outside Planned Parenthood in Columbus, Ohio. I was out there. I used to go just about 4 days a week. And I was out there one day, and about third day in a row, I saw this woman walk down the street, black woman with three little babies. One was in a stroller. And every time she'd come by, I'd start a conversation with her. And I asked her, what she thought about abortion and got into it and black eugenics and all that kind of stuff. And she got it. And I said to her, I can't remember her name. Pick a name, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, listen, I tell you what, Barbara, we need black faces here at the clinic. And I tell you what I'll do, Barbara. If you'll come here tomorrow and you'll bring your three children and you come and you stand out here on the street with us and you hold a sign, you come here for an hour and a half, I'll give you $20 if you'll come and do that. And she said, what? I said, yeah. If you think abortion's wrong, you come and hold a sign and I'll give you $20. And she came. She stood out there and held the sign with her three little black children out in front of Planned Parenthood. And after it was over, someone came up to me who you would know and said, they didn't say, read me the riot act for paying a protester. Now, folks, you understand the other side's paying protesters, don't you? You do understand that, don't you? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was wrong because I paid a black woman who didn't have any money to stand for what she believed in anyway and gave her $20 for coming to do it. We always get attacked by our own stinking team. I'll calm down.
You know, Coach, I stand corrected. I think Blurry was right. We shouldn't go with trickery. However, I think if we had T-shirts and played on that BLM theory, had a black baby on our T-shirt with BLM on the front, and then on the back, you know, have some things like All Lives Matter, you know, but stand out there.
No. We're falling into their trap.
Okay.
We're falling into their trap. Black babies are black. Black Lives Matter. Let's not dirty it. Let's not muddy the waters. Black Lives Matter. They're killing black lives. With me? I'm not yelling at you, Rich. We got to change our thinking. That's why we lose. We are stuck in a rut in the way that we think. I haven't been able to get to this History Channel. Hang on. This History Channel thing right here on, scroll down, on just eugenics. If you would spend 15 minutes just on this webpage talking about eugenics and what eugenics is and how Hitler used it and Francis Galton came up with it and all the way down through the eugenics movement, eugenics in America. This is the History Stinking Channel. Forced sterilizations. Margaret Sanger wants you to get government permission. Adolf Hitler and eugenics. This is the History Channel. Mengele, Joseph Mengele, genetic engineering. This is the History Channel. You notice they don't mention Planned Parenthood, but it's all it takes. Oh, man. Can we pull this off?
Coach, we can pull it off. And I tell you what Jesus did when he came to the earth. He exposed their hypocrisy of the system. Uh-huh. This is what we focus on, the hypocrisy. Yes, Black Lives Matter, but you idiots are acting like they don't matter. So you're the hypocrites. You turn it on them. That's the hypocrites, Coach.
Yeah,
they are the system of hypocrisy. That's what we have to do. That's what you do when we speak truth. That we're showing them you are the hypocrite.
Folks, you do
That's
know this.
What you do.
You do know this, don't you? Every one of them have been trained for a response to All Lives Matter. They've already got their response to it. White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Oh, we're playing right into their hands. They're telling us Black Lives Matter. Let's make them live up to their standard. Black babies are being killed. Those are black lives.
Amen.
Beat them with their own club, man. Just beat them with their own club. But hey, Randy.
Hey, Coach.
Randy, I'm willing to go to jail, but I ain't going to do it alone. I'm not going to do it alone. I'm not going to call for an event and have 10 people come and they cart me off and everybody talk about how brave Coach was. I'm not going to do that. We can win this battle. Hey, JR, you were asking yesterday, is there a battle we can win? You tell me we can't win this one. Go ahead, Jeff.
Remember we was over there the day with Planned Parenthood with Mark Harrington's group. We had, what, 150 people that day. But I think when you pull this off, this would be great. We can get 300-500 people. But what we do is each one of us that are coming, what do you always say, build your downline. Each guy get 10. I can get 10. You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be hard to do. And we come, folks, as Black Lives Matter. We are part of their group.
Let's do it.
Let them make them tell us, no, you're not. Why aren't we part of your group? Well, we don't think black babies matter. Make them say it, not us. Make them say it.
Coach, I've had 3 or 4 black people on my car lot in the last week, and they all agree with me. I've used that about the black babies at the abortion clinic. They all agree. I'll get back a hold of them.
The discrimination is on them, Coach. It's on them.
Make them live up to their own standards. That's Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, man. See, that's why they get mad when we say all lives matter. They get mad. Because that's changing the topic. They don't want the topic, right? They don't want that topic. They say when you say all lives matter, you are ignoring black lives. We're bringing the focus specifically on black lives. It's black lives that are getting killed, not white lives, even though it is white lives. It's black lives. And when you say all lives matter, why are you discriminating? Oh my goodness, you devalue black lives. And we buy into it. So we say Black Lives Matter. We agree with you. We agree with you so much that we want to go help those poor babies in the womb as well. We believe their lives matter. Now, we don't say black babies matter. We make them tell us those aren't black lives.
Where's the scripture? Agree with your adversary quickly.
Yes. This is magical. This is of the Lord.
Coach.
Of the Lord. Yeah.
How many times have we tried at the Planned Parenthood to get the black community around there? We could go around and flyer that neighborhood a Black Lives Matter.
There you go again. There you go again. No, no, no. White guys saying Black Lives Matter. You get it, folks? Do you get it? When you go to a Black Lives rally, it's white people. We don't need them.
No, we don't need them, but we have a few there. We'll have majority white, but have a few.
I get it. But Jeff, listen, we got to change the way we think. We keep playing into that paradigm they have set up. And I'm not going to play into the box they're putting me in anymore. I'm going to play in their box. White people are burning down buildings saying Black Lives Matter. White people are. We don't need black people saying it because Black Lives Matter is white. Ponder it. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.